What's going on, guys? Yolanda Randolph here. I'm coming to you to introduce my brand new book. Y'all know I've been talking about it. My husband chose the homewrecker over me. Now what? It's a guide, y'all. A guide to discovering, rebuilding, and moving forward after infidelity and divorce. Y'all know, for those of you who listen to me on a podcast, shout out to all of you. I do greatly appreciate you. So y'all know all that I've been through. Y'all know the journey that your girl has been through. And so I have finally put in a book all that I went through. I put in all that I did to bring myself to where I am now. And so I wanted to introduce you to the new book. Now, a lot of people ask me, well, Yolanda, who don't listen to the podcast, why exactly did you write this book? Yolanda wrote this book to help as many women as I possibly can to move past the pain, because when you're in it, there is a pain like no other. I know when I was going through my divorce and when my husband left me for the home wrecker and the chick over there on the side, I felt like I would never move past it. So I decided to write it out. I have made this book into three parts. Shout out to Rashonda M. Blackman, my partner in crime with this book. But I write parts one and two. And part one, it's in the thick of it. Now, y'all know when we are hurting and we are going through our pain, we're in the thick of it. We're in the midst of the storm. And so I focus in part one in the thick of it, from the grieving process, where I talk about the sister girl stages of grief. Yes, I made that up. That is my thing, because when I try to find things over the internet, I couldn't find anything that I can identify. I created my own sister girl stages of grief. And then I talk about the switch up, why me, why not me, why her, the pitting of the queens, how the husband had the baby on you. Yes, I know it hurts. I've been there and done it. That's why I put it in the book. Okay, all the way down to taking care of the children during the disaster. That's part one. Part two, the fight, rebuilding the queen. Now this, my good lady, is when you're going to have to sit back and you're going to have to work through this pain. It's not an easy process, but if you go through the steps to get better, then you will be better. I am living proof of that. In the midst of your storm, it's important to sit in your pain. And I talk about that heavily in part two. The essential six, the six steps that I use to pull myself out of the pain. I even talk about, get this y'all, the confrontation. You will have a confrontation with that joker someday, that joker who left you, because he's going to try to come back. Now, this is when you have to pull on your strength and remember all the pain that you've been through. When you have that confrontation, and I talk about my confrontation in my book, okay? So get ready for that. When you read that, you'll be shaking your head, okay? Now, that's just a little bit about parts one and two. Part three, my good friend, again, my partner in crime, that chick, Rashonda N. Blackman, she goes into the healing after the burn. And now, my good people, I want to introduce you to the lady, Miss Rashonda M. Blackman. How are you feeling?
I'm doing good. I'm glad we're finally able to talk about this book now. I feel like we've been having it hidden for so long, and now we're able to talk about it. So I'm so glad. Happy to be on your podcast with your listeners.
I've been talking about you, girl. I've been talking about you.
Thank you, Yolanda, for choosing me to work on this book with you. I honestly found it a pleasure. I was like, you want me to work on a book with you? But I'm so grateful that you talked about the burn, because after the burn does come healing. You know, and so that's where my part comes in, that as far as chapter three is concerned. I talk about some heavy things, but it's one thing that I love about this book is that we're not just talking about it. We're giving you tips and tools of how to get through it, and how to get through your own burn, how to get through your own pain, so you can get through the healing process. And the two things that really, I feel like that everybody has issues with in the beginning. There's a root to every single thing. And for me, it was daddy issues. So when we start the chapter of healing, we start from the root. And that's where I started from. Dysfunctional childhood, going once, going twice. Let the burn begin with daddy issues, because that's what I had. And I know somebody may say, oh, that's so cliche. Daddy issues. Oh, everybody got daddy issues. Yeah, that might be true. But at the same time, if you don't deal with that or realize what it is, then you will continue to go not only in relationships, but you will take that to jobs. You will take that to friendships. You will take that. You will take that with everything, you know, as you go into life. And, you know, so you need to nip it in the bud, as I like to say, put an expiration date to it and deal with it. And so for me, it started with daddy issues because my daddy wasn't around. And I grew up in a household that where a father was not present. The father was present, of course, God, but a natural father wasn't. And then when he was, which was my sister's dad, he was very abusive. And so, you know, that caused a lot of issues. I seen a lot of brokenness. So I start the chapter off talking about my mother because of her and what she went through. And then it trickled on down to me. And then if I didn't take care of it, it was going to trickle on down to my daughter. And so, you know, I had to come to the realization of what it was. And then after, you know, you talk about daddy issues, my mother had issues with her dad. He wasn't around. As a matter of fact, I go into the chapters talking about how, you know, she was born, you know, out of wedlock, but, you know, her father was a married man. And so, you know, I watched her through the years deal with that and how, you know, she went into relationships just looking for love in all the wrong places, as we say. But, you know, when I got married, daddy issues was not gone. You know, I didn't really know. Only thing I knew is that I wanted the love of a man, and I just wanted someone to love me. And what that did was I ended up marrying somebody that was 15 years older than me. I was his third wife. You know, he wasn't good with money. He had an estranged relationship with God. You know, he didn't believe in communicating, especially when things got rough. And he wasn't husband material, but I wasn't wife material either. You know, my self-esteem was in the tank. I was looking for love, you know, to save me and heal me. But I should have gotten that way before marriage. And so that's what, you know, I talk about in my chapters. You know, we talk about daddy issues. We talk about the hardships, you know, of divorce. And along with that, I talk about a whole lot of other things as well. You know, sometimes they come back again and again. So my chapter is a healing chapter, but it's also a relationship chapter, I feel like, as well, because we all go through different things in relationships. We're all at different places. And so it's even something in there for engaged couples. So I hope and pray that it helps a woman to find herself somewhere in between these chapters. We even talk about finances. So it was a journey, because I had to go back and kind of pull some things up. But I'm so grateful. If it even helps one person, that's amazing.
That's right. And you know what, Rashonda? You said to thank me. You thanked me when you first started talking about your chapter. But truth be told, y'all, I ain't really necessarily choose Rashonda. I know that sounds weird, but God laid it on my heart. He continued to tell me over and over again, Rashonda, Rashonda, Rashonda. And Rashonda and I really didn't know each other in the beginning of all of this process. But God continued to tell me, Rashonda, Rashonda. And so I reached out to her and I asked her about it, and she was gracious enough to say yes. And I do truly believe that when God is in the mix, he brings people together all the time to make great things and to do great things. And so God chose Rashonda. And y'all see just how wonderful she speaks, just how wonderful she explained all of that stuff. There you have it. So I'm happy that God said, Rashonda, and I'm so glad that we got together. We became very good friends. She's that chick, okay? So I'm glad that God laid it on my heart.
Me too. Me too, because if you had asked me last year that me and you was going to be working on a book together, I would have been like, really? I would not have believed it. But like you said, when God is in the midst, when God has a plan, it's carried out. And, you know, and God is known for doing unusual things, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm very, very excited. I'm just excited for this book to get in the hands of women. So far, we've heard that, you know, some pre-reviewers that read it, they all gave it thumbs up, 5 stars. So thank God for that. But we want to know what you guys think. And so, you know, that it, you share it amongst your women groups, you share it amongst your friends. This book is not just about divorce and infidelity, but it's also, it's a guide for just trying to get through any type of relationship challenge, you know. Like I said, you can find yourself on any of these pages, because we're talking about a plethora of things. I think, Yolanda, we had somebody to tell us, are y'all sure y'all want to do this as one book and not put it in two?
Yes.
Because it's so much information, but no, you don't have to read it all at one time. You know, you can go back. That's why it's a guide. You know, so you can go back. You can, maybe this part speaks to you in this season, and months later, another part will speak to you in another season that you're in. This is your guide to help you, you know, from point A to point Z. We hope so. Yeah.
That's right. And speaking of all of the reviewers who reviewed the book already, we want to give a big shout out to all of you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for reading Rashonda and I's book. We do greatly appreciate you. All of the bookstores and the independent bookstores, and all of the wonderful authors. We have other authors who have read it and reviewed it. We are grateful to all of you. But like Rashonda said, we want to see how you feel about it. Is it booming, shaking, and popping? Y'all know what I say. Tell us how you feel about it. So when you do read this book, please don't forget to leave your reviews. Y'all know that I love reviews. I love to see what all the good people are saying, what all the good people are thinking. So make sure that you leave your reviews over there on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, wherever you get your books, okay? Because it's all over the place. All right? Boom and shaking and popping. It's all over the place. Wherever you get your favorite books, that's where you can find ours.
Exactly. And again, you know, thank you to the reviewers, the people that reviewed it. And it's just been an amazing ride. And I just, like I said, like Yolanda said, and we saying, we just can't wait to see what you guys think, what you guys think about it, you know. And like she said, leave your reviews. Leave it on Goodreads, Amazon, you know, Instagram, Facebook, you know. You want to do a little write-up about it, you know, just let us know. But, you know, we want to get the conversation going, because the conversations that are in this book, most people really aren't talking about. So we kind of want to get conversations and things going amongst the women. And hey, and let's have a discussion. Let's have a chat. Let's have a talk.
That's right. So, my good ladies, I want to thank you all so much for checking your girl out today. Both of your girls, okay? Rashonda is a family member. You're on this podcast. All right, so for checking both your girls out today, okay? All right, so Rashonda, let the good people know where to find you.
Well, first, I want to let them know where they can find the book.
Yeah.
Please, you guys, you can pre-order it right now. You know, it's for pre-order, but you can get it on Amazon, Books A Million, was it Barnes and Nobles, or wherever your favorite book outlets is available. So we don't know when this podcast is going to come out, but if it's before February 14th, You can still pre-order if it's right on February 14th. Go get it. So, Kindle, do the paperback, whatever it is. But we appreciate your support. But you guys can find me. I am on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel. It's called Inspirations with Roshonda. I'll be over there. It's a life and lifestyle type channel. However, I talk about things regarding the Word of God and what He put on my heart as in regards to that. You can find me on the podcast. I have a podcast called Matters of the Heart with Roshonda. There's a first Sunday's Thoughts podcast that comes out, every first Sunday. Then I have Thursday Tips every second Thursday of the month. And sometimes the first Sunday and second Thursday fall on the same week. So you get two podcasts. Uh-huh. But I am on Instagram at just some, S-U-M, inspiration to you, the number 2, lowercase u. You can find me over there. And of course, I'm on Facebook as Roshonda Blackman. So would love to chat it up with you, hear your thoughts and everything. So, if you feel led to follow, then do so.
Yeah, and you doing yourself a favor, my good lady. You listen to our podcast, you'll be booming, shaking, and popping. Okay, so check her out. I highly recommend her. Now, y'all know that you can follow me. Now, this is Two Wise. I don't know why it's Two Wise. It just is, okay? I guess all the rest of them were taken or something. But anyway, it's Y Yolanda Randolph. That's over there on Instagram. You can follow me on Facebook, Yolanda Randolph Publications. And, of course, the hashtag Her Intuition Group, again, on Facebook, to join a bunch of other wonderful women who are doing big and great things. We would love to have you, okay? So come on over there and chill with us. It's nothing but positive vibes on both Roshonda and I, messages and podcasts and YouTube channels and all that stuff. We do nothing but positive things, okay? Well, my good ladies, we have come to the end. I want to thank you again for checking us out. And prayerfully, we will chat again next week or whenever. Well, we'll chat again, okay? Prayerfully.